Now for our story. In Wakefield this morning, Ben Calvert's house, 11th Street, blazed with light. An hour ago, Ben and his son-in-law, Bill Meade, had stood anxiously on the station platform looking for Kit's solitary figure to alight from the train after the long trip from California. But Kit had not been alone when she greeted them. She'd been carrying a baby boy, which she'd presented proudly to her husband and father as her son. When they arrived at the house a short while later, the two men had watched admiringly while Kit prepared the baby for bed. Ben was impatient to talk things over, but Kit had told her father she wished to speak to Bill alone, had requested her father to wait in the next room. Now, sitting before the fireplace in the living room, Ben is excited, jubilant, as he thinks.
A grandson. Kit's boy. They were all wrong, the lot of them. And I was right. Jesse telling Mary Lane that story about the baby, about the Romans. Well, Mary Lane will find she's wasted to pity. Jesse's malicious purpose has come to nothing. They'll find that out. Yes, they can't say now that Kit couldn't hold Bill Meade. No. Not with Kit and her husband living in the house. With my grandson. My grandson.
And in the dimly lit nursery, Ben's daughter Kit stood at Bill's side. The room was still, except for the even breathing of the baby boy. Watching Bill's expression as he looked down at the sleeping child, Kit thought,
Bill hasn't said much. That's probably because he's had such a shock seeing the baby for the first time. He looks so tender now. Tender and proud, too. Oh, I knew it would change everything if he had a son. I'm so happy. I was right. Nothing will separate us now. Nothing. The child will keep us together. We'll make everything right again. Bill's always wanted a son. And even though this one isn't... Well, it could have been. It might have been. But anyway, that doesn't matter now.
But Kit would not have felt so secure, so triumphant, if she'd known the turmoil and confusion in the mind of her husband as he stood silently with a small white crib.
My son. My son. Sounds strange. I guess I never realized it would happen. I just went along, waiting. But the meaning of it didn't hit me until I saw Kit get off the train with the baby in her arms. That was the first time it became real. But even now it doesn't seem... I can't believe it really happened. Kit looked so proud, happy. She's been through so much. Oh, why do things have to be like this? How can I go through with my plan now? I'm not an individual anymore. Maybe I have no right to think of myself. The child's a responsibility. My responsibility. Yes, I have a son. I have a son.
Bill.
Yeah, what?
Oh, we'd better go in. Dad's waiting. I'll get rid of him as soon as I can.
All right.
Well, Dad, here we are.
Yeah, is he sleeping?
Like a little top.
Oh, that's fine.
By the way, everything's lovely, Dad. I'm very pleased.
Well, with the apartment? I'm glad.
Isn't it nice, Bill?
Sure, fine.
I must be sure to thank Jesse. Oh, where is Jesse, by the way?
Well, I don't know. She was here when we left for the station. Maybe she went out.
You don't seem to keep very good track of your wife, Dad.
Oh, don't bother about Jesse. I want to hear about you, Kit. Start from the beginning.
From the beginning? Well, what do you want to know?
Well, everything.
As a matter of fact, it's very simple. There's not much to tell. As I told you in the car, the baby was a bit ahead of schedule, but it wasn't too bad. Everyone at the hospital was very nice.
Who was your doctor? I hope you picked a good one.
Oh, Dr. Gordon's one of the very best.
And what did he say about the baby?
He said the baby was one of the healthiest little specimens of humanity he'd ever come across. Quite perfect. There, does that satisfy you?
You bet your life it does. More than you realize.
Well, Dad, I'm glad you're happy about it. I know I am. Bill...
But you should never have taken that long trip without some help. I still don't see how you managed. First thing tomorrow, I'll scout around for a good nurse.
Don't worry about it. There's plenty of time to discuss those details later. Now, stop being such a fuss budget, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kitty. Just because I'm so darned happy. Doesn't she look marvelous, Bill? You'd never believe she'd been through so much.
Yeah, she looks fine.
Well, I may not look it, but I feel as if I'd been through a ringer. The trip, all the excitement. Maybe something hot to drink would help. A nice, strong cup of tea.
Oh, of course, that's what you need. Oh, this is Lucy's night off.
Oh, that's all right. I'll go down and make something.
Oh, would you, Bill?
Yeah, sure. I've become quite handy in the kitchen.
Dad, you'd better go pretty soon before I collapse.
Yes, Kit, I got the idea some time ago. But aren't there some questions you'd like to ask? Things you want to know about Bill?
No. I think I'd rather talk to him directly.
Bill's been acting rather strangely lately, you know.
Strange? How, Dad?
Well, about the marriage. But I just want to say...
No, don't tell me whatever it is. I don't want any second-hand information.
Now, wait a minute. You didn't let me finish. I merely wanted to say that you've nothing to worry about.
I told you there was nothing to worry about months ago when you and Jesse came out to California.
Yes, I know, but the things you said then didn't jibe with some of the things Bill told me when I got back here.
Perhaps not, but remember, Dad, the whole picture's changed since then.
You're darn right it has. Thank goodness. The child...
Exactly. That's why I was so sure, Dad. Bill's always wanted a child. I knew that. I knew what a difference it would make to him, so... What he thought before is nothing to do with the case anymore.
You're a smart girl, Kit. Very smart girl.
Oh, Dad, there is one question I'd like to get off my mind.
I thought there would be. Go ahead.
It's about Peggy Douglas. Tell me the truth. Has Bill been seeing her?
I'm glad you asked that, kid. Because the answer is no. I happen to know that Mary Lane's little niece is very much taken up with someone else.
Well, you don't say. Well, who on earth?
Some fellow from Hollywood.
Hollywood?
He's a writer.
Well, that's quite a surprise.
Yes, the general opinion in town seems to be that it's pretty serious. He's talking about settling down here, looking at property.
Well, Dad, I feel like a new woman already.
I thought you'd be glad to know.
Yes, that does it. There's nothing to worry about now if Peggy Douglas is out of the way.
But perhaps, Kit, you shouldn't be too positive that everything's going your way. For even if Peggy Douglas were seriously interested in someone else, that wouldn't necessarily mean that Bill's feelings about you would change. Bill, being the man he is, will have to be honest. He's not capable of continuing to live a lie, maintain a relationship which he knows to be false. At least he wouldn't have been before you presented him with the child he believes to be his son. But perhaps that will change things.